from the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean. Good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. Ben, welcome back.
Thank you, George. Good to talk to you again.
Looking forward to this. Boy, you help a lot of people, you and Doc.
Well, praise the Lord. I can't tell you how gratifying it is for me to help other folks. It's really interesting. When we help other people, we help ourselves. The Bible says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. The way I look at it is, love your neighbor because you're loving yourself as you love other people. It's my oxytocin that goes up. It's my dopamine that goes up. It's my immune system that gets stronger. It's my blood pressure that drops. And isn't that cool, George? When we help others, we help ourselves. And that's the way the system is designed.
Ben, tomorrow my mother turns 96.
Oh my gosh, George.
And she has been all her life a supplement person.
I can tell you, I don't know your mom, but I can tell you that nutritional supplementation probably plays a big role in her longevity. But I'm sure she's got some other things going on for her. She's probably psychologically taking care of her mental health and her spiritual health and her emotional health as well.
But she's outlived her entire family.
Isn't that amazing?
Her brothers, her sisters.
Is she vital and strong?
She is. She still drives.
That's crazy. At 96?
Stay off the roads in Detroit, folks.
That's funny. No, but that's amazing. How's her vision?
Vision's good. She's in good health.
And she's still supplementing.
Yep. I'm going to put her on the show tomorrow night.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. I'll be listening.
Emails rolling in. Diana writes, love the show. Quick question for Pharmacist Ben.
Yes.
What's the best way to kill off parasites, yeast, and pathogens?
The best way, well, there's a lot of ways you could do it, but the most important thing is to work on the intestine. Your immune system is designed to handle pathogens, microbes, fungi, parasites. The best thing we can do is work on our intestinal health. You know how I'm always talking about the intestine, always talking about the digestive system, and so is Doc. Always talking about the intestine and intestinal health. And it's not because I'm a food guy. It's because that is where the outside world meets the inside world, and the divine force has seen fit to put the immune system right in that area. The foods we eat today, the toxicity in the foods, particularly glyphosate, by the way, specifically corrupt the intestine. Once the intestine is corrupt, not only do you have toxicity that enters into the body, but then all of a sudden your immune system becomes compromised. You're more susceptible to microbial and viral and fungal infections. And on top of everything else, George, once the intestine is compromised, you don't absorb your nutrients as effectively. So it's a 1-2 punch of toxicity and nutritional deficiencies that is centered at the intestine. And if we want to do one single thing to improve our health and longevity and to deal with microbes and pathogens, it's to focus on the foods we're eating and what gets into the intestine through the stomach and through the esophagus and through the mouth. And we have done such a number on our food supply. You know, there's not a single food, George, that exists today that existed a mere 150 years ago. Even eggs and produce and livestock and animal products, because of the hormones that the animals are given and the antibiotics they're given and the kind of feed they're subsisting on, even those foods are different. Can you imagine this? We have a human body that is millions of years old, and in the last 150 years, we've completely changed the food supply. Of course, we're going to have chronic health problems that are epidemic. And by the way, did you hear about the RFK's Make America Children Healthy Again, this matcha commission that's coming out? The first sentence in the report says, the health of American children is in crisis. 54% of American children suffer from a chronic illness. Can you imagine this?
Jeez.
54% of kids.
He came out with a report. He wants the CDC to stop using vaccines on pregnant women and children.
Well, more power to him. Who's the brainiac that thought that was a good idea? And mandated it. You know, the schools mandated it. They forced the kids to have that injection. That's a whole other
thing. Did you know they kicked out our troop members? Those who refused to take the vaccine, they got kicked out of the military?
You know, when we look back at that scandal, at that whole fire, you know, I don't even want to talk about it because, you know, we get kicked off. I get kicked off. I got kicked off of YouTube for talking about this stuff. When we look back on this in the coming years, it's going to make people's toes curl, what the kind of things that's going to start to come out about what they knew before they mandated and forced people to use that thing.
Well, now they're talking about another strain of COVID popping up.
I hope nobody pays attention to that stuff anymore. Nobody. What you want to do is you want to focus on your health, not on medicalization. George, we medicalize everything. And who benefits when we medicalize, George? Have we gotten healthier when through medicalization? Well, look what's happened as we've medicalized everything over the last 100 years. Have we gotten healthier? Are we in better shape? Are we have better longevity? Do we have less cancer? Do we have less autoimmune diseases and chronic diseases? It's hidden in plain sight. The medical model's a failure, an utter and complete failure. And I have friends who are physicians. This is not about the individual physicians. It's about the paradigm that is antiquated and that focuses on individual components of the body rather than systems. You know, in the 1940s, they came out with something called systems theory, which is this idea that systems are made up of interconnected parts, and you can't isolate specific parts without affecting the entire system. But medicine predates all that. Medicine is from the 16th century. Modern medicine began in the 16th century. Today, we have to understand that there are four great systems in the body, George. There's the digestive system, there is the immune system, there is the circulatory system, and there's the connective tissue system. And these four great systems in the body, and actually five, you can throw in the metabolic system, that's how you address health. And the good news about all that, George, is you don't need an authority to tell you how to do it. It's all about lifestyle. It's about how we eat. It's about how we breathe. It's about how we sleep. It's about how we take care of ourselves and how parents take care of their children. It's about us doing our own health business, and the medical model should be reserved for accidents and traumas, and there will always be that. And for, you know, if a rock falls on your head, God forbid you get into a car accident, that's when you go to a doctor. As far as your long-term health goes, that's our business, not the medical model's business.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to slam, and that toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234, which is the same as 1-855-949-RADIO. One of our great listeners, Bart L., writes, does Pharmacist Ben have any recommendation for the treatment of Lyme disease? Yep. I have brain fog. I feel tired.
Yeah,
after
let me tell
8
you
about, hours of sleep, and after waking up, I feel like I did an all-nighter.
Let me tell you about Lyme disease. They call it chronic Lyme disease, as well as long COVID, both of these conditions. Anytime you have a chronic condition where the body does not heal itself, the bacteria that's passed through the tick when you have Lyme disease or when you have the virus, you focus on the immune system. This is why the medical model fails, once again. The brain fog that this gentleman is talking about, the fatigue that this gentleman is talking about, and all of the other signs that go with these long chronic conditions where the body does not resolve the problem, focus on the gut. That is the intestine. There's nobody who has chronic Lyme disease or long COVID who does not have what's called a comorbidity. That means an additional disease that is focused on the intestine. And I've been working with patients who have chronic Lyme disease for decades. And every single one has a history of intestinal and digestive problems, and I guarantee you that this gentleman does as well. Focus on intestinal health. If you're using longevity products, get yourself on the Daily Digest. Get yourself on my favorite digestive supplement. I know you know what I'm going to say, and that's the I-26, Doc yep. Wallach's favorite as well. And that's specifically designed to kill excess bacteria in the intestine. And use your ultimate enzymes. You know, digestive enzymes, George, are not only important for digestion, but do you know digestive enzymes are one of the best blood-purifying supplements you can take?
I didn't know that.
When you take them on an empty stomach. You know, I'm always talking about dirty blood and how dirty blood is really where disease begins. Dirty blood starts off through toxicity that enters into the bloodstream through the digestive tract, as well as sugar. One of the best ways to clean the blood is to take your Longevity Ultimate Enzymes on an empty stomach. If you take them with meals, they'll help you digest your food, and that's great. But if you want to clean the blood, purify the blood, get yourself on the Ultimate Enzymes, take them on an empty stomach, and bonus, digestive enzymes, your ultimate enzymes are also great pain relievers and anti-inflammatories. And extra bonus, this is why I love nutrition so much, George, if you take your ultimate enzymes post-surgery, pre- and post-surgery, you'll find that you're recovering from surgical procedures much faster.
Ben, tell me about mold toxicity. What is so wrong with mold?
Oh, it's fungus. Fungus are amazing. Fungus don't die. Fungus are intelligent creatures that subsist on dead tissue. In fact, they don't just subsist on dead tissue. They subsist on dead anything. In fact, you can take a shoe And if you leave it in the ground, the fungi in the ground will digest the shoe and turn it into a tree eventually, turn it into a growing plant. They'll literally eat the tannins and the collagen that make up your shoe. And so fungus are very, very difficult. Mold is a type of fungus, are very, very difficult to eradicate. They have spores, and these spores are like hard shells, and medicine doesn't get through those spores. And this is why antifungal medicine is notoriously powerful and potent and toxic. And so mold is a serious problem. But again, we have an immune system that's designed to take care of these issues, and the immune system is located in the gut. We want to simplify, George. When I die, I want on my tombstone, he simplified health. He made it easy to understand. We have got this model, this medical model, that obfuscates. You know, in the old days, priests would talk in Latin because you didn't understand it, right? So you had to trust what they said. Right? Today,
Dominus Coviscum.
Yeah, exactly. Today it's the medical model talking in Latin. They want to obfuscate, they want to confuse. But I'm here to tell you health is simple because God made it simple. Eat right, eat less, eat correctly. Make sure you're nutritionally getting on the nutritional supplement program. Breathe, pray, meditate, sleep, drink enough water. Do you hear any doctoring in any of this stuff? By the way, do you know what the word doctor means? If you go to a court and you say, here's the evidence, Judge, it's doctored. Is that a good thing?
Not at all.
I don't think so, right? If you go to the IRS and say, here's my taxes, IRS, they're doctored. I don't think that's a very good thing, because to doctor is to commit a fraud. What it means is we're faking out the body. We're faking out the patient. We're pretending that the patient's healthy because now his blood pressure is down because he's on a prescription drug, but he still has the underlying problem.
Ben, we're going to come back and take phone calls with you, and then we'll do it next hour as well. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from CriticalHealthNews.com, and we're going to take your calls this half hour and all of next hour as well. Ben, thank you for what you do, by the way.
Thank you for what you do, George, for giving us the airtime and for helping us, allowing us to help other folks. It's really a beautiful thing that you're doing.
Well, you know, I want to keep people's longevity going. I want them to be around for a long time.
Yes. You know, the situation hasn't – we've had the same situation for thousands of years. In the Bible, it says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And that was, I think, 1200 B.C., and the situation hasn't changed.
Truly remarkable. You ready for some calls?
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to it.
Let's start with Aaron in Fountain Valley, California, west of the Rockies. Hi, Aaron. Welcome.
Hey, Aaron.
Hi, George. Thank you for your strength and your many years of advice on having Benjamin Fuchs on and Dr. Joel Wallach. And Ben, thank you for your years of contribution to Coast and the needs of people.
Thank you, Aaron.
I have a question about whether if I take more vitamin C in a day, is that okay? Like if you're taking 4,000 milligrams a day, that's one. And then turmeric, the anti-inflammatory amazing supplement, like George is advising, I think it's a great thing. And if fluoride in water, if it's okay.
Yeah.
You can't avoid it.
Absolutely, you want to avoid fluoride in water. There's three questions there. You know, it's funny you were talking about vitamin C. Just this morning I was reading a paper on vitamin C for cancer patients, and they were talking about, check this out, 75 grams of vitamin C injected intravenously three times a week, improving longevity in patients who have pancreatic cancer, which is probably the most deadly of all cancers, or at least one of the most deadly of all cancers. 75 grams of it. You know, animals make their own vitamin C. For example, a goat will make 13 grams of vitamin C a day, and when the animal is under duress, it will make 10 to 15 times as much vitamin C. So a goat will make 130 grams of vitamin C a day when it's under stress, and they want us to believe that 100 milligrams a day is all you need in vitamin C. It's unbelievable. That's why I call the RDAs the ridiculous deprivation allowance, because it's there to keep us ridiculously deprived of the amount of nutrients that we need. Now, vitamin C stands out in the world of nutrition because you can take such huge amounts of it. So So 4 grams, is that ain't nothing. You can easily take 4 grams. Linus Pauling famously took 10 grams a day. And while vitamin C gets has a reputation for being important for stress management and for the immune system, really its claim to fame is it's the critical nutrient for building what is arguably the most important part of the body, which is the connective tissue. And as we age, it is the connective tissue that is responsible for most, if not all, of the misery associated with the aging process, from the osteoporosis to the scoliosis to the wrinkles to the heart disease to the vascular diseases to the ruptures and the hernias and the prolapses. And pretty much everything we hate about aging is due to connective tissue deterioration, and vitamin C is the connective tissue building vitamin. So to answer your question, yes, indeed, you can take 4 grams easily. One knock on vitamin C is if you take too much of it all at once, you may bloat a little bit or have a little gas or intestinal issues. So you want to do it in divided doses. I love using the Beyond Tangy Tangerine to get my vitamin C. In fact, that may be why there's a lot of reasons why Beyond Tangy Tangerine is such a spectacular nutritional supplement. But vitamin C and the high amount of vitamin C in there is certainly one of those reasons. Now, turmeric's interesting.
I love turmeric.
Yeah, I know you do. I remember us talking about it maybe, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago when we did the television show. Turmeric is absolutely spectacular. I mean, it is a spectacular herb or plant. It's part of the ginger family, and it has got so many wonderful benefits, particularly for the intestine. Well, for everything. I don't want to just single out the intestine, but it does have wonderful intestinal health benefits, also cardiovascular health benefits. It's just a really spectacular spice, or a plant spice. As I say, it's a member of the ginger family, and you don't need anything fancy. You can just chew on a turmeric root. You can get them at the grocery store. Of course, there's all kinds of turmeric products that you can buy. Longevity's got a great turmeric product as well. And then fluoride is a problem. It's a big problem. You know, there's a lot of controversy about whether or not it works for it improves the enamel in the teeth. Fluorosis of the teeth can actually cause a destruction of the enamel. And we know that fluoride is a medical agent. In fact, it's a pharmaceutical drug, George and Aaron. And if you have a prescription for it, you can get 2.2 milligrams of fluoride by prescription, yet they think it's good enough to put in the water, especially for babies. I don't know if you've ever seen nursery water that has fluoride in it that they give to babies. It's a problem. It's a really, really big problem. And it's one of those things that we're going to look back on. In future generations are going to look back on how we medicalized our population, and they're going to say, what the heck were you doing? And by the way, one of fluoride's biggest toxicities is on the brain, particularly the developing brain.
How did they let that stuff leak through so long?
George, you tell me, buddy. I don't know. And by the way, vitamin C is one of the best things you could do to detoxify fluoride. So if you're forced to drink fluoride water, if that's all you have in your city, make extra sure that you're using enough Beyond Tangy Tangerine to get that detoxifying properties. And that's another thing about nutrition, George. Nutrients are detoxifying substances, and they help the body purify itself. Above and beyond nutrients being important for biochemistry and for the structure of the body, they're critical for detoxification, especially the aforementioned vitamin C, and especially when it comes to fluoride. And by the way, you can get fluoride filters for your shower. And that is something that you might want to consider doing. And they actually have fluoride filters now that have vitamin C, that you can put vitamin C in, that will actually give you vitamin C as you're showering.
Next up, let's go to Gene in California. Welcome to the show. Hi, Gene.
Hi, Gene.
Oh, hi there. Yes, I have a situation. My lungs are really bad. I've been diagnosed just recently with COPD and another type of thing. It's sort of like cystic fibrosis, but it's got a different name. Your lungs get full of mucus, and it forms these little pouches, and you can't expel it. I can't think how to pronounce it. It sounds like bronchitis, but it's way worse than that. And so they want me, and I also have an infection down in there, and it's that Pseudomonas something.
Oh, my.
A whole bunch of different ones. And I was very healthy, like probably 3 years, up to about 3 years ago. What started all this is I was exposed to a lot of solvents and pesticides.
Uh-huh.
And after that, and I was coughing up blood after that.
Oh,
and
my.
So I'm doing that now, though, because I don't know if it's from the infection or just from these particular COPD and all that other. But they, anyway, I was in shock when they diagnosed me with all this. I haven't been around cigarettes or anything. I've
never smoked.
I never smoked.
Wow.
And I've been a health nut, and I'm 80 years old. And I'm,
oh, wow.
I was running and doing all kinds of stuff before, but I got exposed to these chemicals. And so they want me to go on Cipro right now, and I'm so afraid of it. And I'm going to a university in their clinic, and that's what they're offering me. And I don't know if I've been reading all these medical journals on pulmonary issues and trying to see if there's some other antibiotic that might, be less harmful, like, causing your tendons to rupture and all that. And I just wondered if is there any options for me? I see a lot of stuff they're doing research, like in Europe, Italy a lot, and all the different places, and they're doing it, but nothing's available yet. They have to do clinical trials and all this. But I'm just wondering, could I consult with you? Do you have a consultant?
Yeah, anybody who's listening, by the way, can send an email to health@criticalhealthnews.com, and we answer all emails, and we love getting emails, particularly Dr. Drew Peterson, who does such a spectacular job answering emails. Big props to Dr. Peterson. And yes, if you just put a note on there and say you want to talk to me or talk to Dr. Peterson, we're happy to help you. I would consider getting on our Immortalium too, by the way. One of the most important nutrients you could take for your lungs, especially for folks with cystic fibrosis. I know you don't have that, but mucus in the lungs is something called NAC or N-acetylcysteine. There's also a substance that N-acetylcysteine or NAC helps you make, which is called glutathione, which you may have heard of. And both NAC and glutathione can do wonders for the immune system, particularly for the respiratory system. The reason they're giving the antibiotic is because with all the mucus in your lungs, that's like a breeding ground for bacteria. So they want to give you some strong antibiotics, and you probably want to pay attention to what your doctor's saying. And while I've gone on record talking about the problems with the medical model, and I haven't been shy about that. There are times when a physician, you need a physician, and you need to have intervention, particularly if you have a lung problem, especially if there's mucus in there. But I would get on the Immortalium, which contains fucoidin, which can be very helpful for the lungs, as well as glutathione and the N-acetylcysteine, the aforementioned N-acetylcysteine, and also vitamin E is important for the lungs, and you'll get that in the Immortalium as well as in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. So if you want to go the nutritional supplement route, I would get on the Healthy Start Pack and throw in the Immortalium. But you do want to kind of listen to your doctor because you are compromised, and at the age of 80, you don't want to run into any problems. You sound great, though, ma'am.
Let's go to Eric now, truck driving in Indiana. Hi, Eric.
Hey, Eric.
Hello, George. Hello, Ben. I got a quick question for you, but I've experienced this product but I want to ask you about it. It's made by Lilly, and it's called Taltz, Taltz. What's your opinion
on
that product?
Did you say Taltz?
Yeah.
Taltz is one of those drugs that they call biologics. You know, in the old days when you had, did you have psoriasis? Is that what they're using for, arthritis? What are they using it for?
Yeah, psoriasis.
So in the old days when you had an immune problem, they give you an overactive immune system, we'll say. They would give you a steroid drug, and the steroid drugs would suppress the immune system. Of course, it's craziness to try to suppress the immune system. And, of course, people who are on these drugs like prednisone and dexamethasone would run into problems. So then they came up with these fancy drugs maybe 30, 40 years, probably about 25, 30 years ago. They call them biologics. And instead of just shutting down the immune system willy-nilly, what they do is they shut down the signals that the immune system uses, these molecules that are called cytokines. Perhaps you heard of this thing called the cytokine storm that was popularized a few years ago when this viral infection came out. And they shoot down the cytokines. And these biologics, George, they can cost you $10,000, $20,000 a month sometimes for these things.
Yeah.
They make incredible money. And these are the ones you see advertised on TV all the time. And Taltz is one of these drugs. They end UMAB, the chemical name. They're almost impossible to pronounce. And you'll see UMAB at the end of these drugs. And I'll tell you what, if you want a natural substance that will naturally take care of that, or not natural, I shouldn't say natural substance, but a milder substance that will take care of these cytokine storms. You've heard of ivermectin, right? That's how ivermectin works. You know how ivermectin is now being, alternative practitioners are recommending it for all kinds of things? Well, ivermectin works by shooting down these cytokines, by reducing the inflammatory signals. So you might want to consider using ivermectin, or at least talking to the doctor about it. It'll save you a heck of a lot of money. It's much easier for you to get, and you don't have to deal with the Tals. Now, if the Tals is working for you, God love you. But I'll tell you what, if you have psoriasis, what you really have is an autoimmune disease. And I'm telling you, if you have multiple sclerosis, or you have psoriasis, or you have lupus, or you have scleroderma, or you have Sjogren's syndrome, or rheumatoid arthritis, or any autoimmune disease, you have to backtrack it to what's called a leaky gut. I know I've talked about it. I talk about it all the time. And I think I've gone one call without mentioning the intestine, and that's because this is how the immune system becomes activated. You get a leaky gut, you get holes that develop or leaks that develop in the intestine, toxicity gets into the blood, and you are off to the disease races. So my friend Eric, I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm going to act like I'm a psychic, but I'm not. You've had digestive problems for a long time, right? Now, I'm not telling you this because I'm a psychic. I'm telling you it's because that's the mechanism. That's how it works. And so we cannot expect to do business as usual and go to the drive-thrus and eat the French fries and the processed fats. And by the way, fried fats are especially destructive to the intestine. And we all love the fried fats, right? But the fried fats, which Doc has been talking about for decades, are especially problematic for leaky gut. They inflame the intestine. Once that happens, you're off to the autoimmune disease races, as well as the cardiovascular disease races and the skin disease races and the osteoporosis and the longevity suppressing races as well. Patch up that leaky gut, and you won't have this anymore.
We'll be back in a moment with another round of calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com.